It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so unusual, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by.
You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Transformation. Transformation Full Gospel Baptist Church. Welcome to Transforming Lives by Faith, a teaching ministry for the Church of Transformation. Full Gospel Baptist Church, Greensville. And this is your radio pastor, Ernest J. Arthur, Apostle of Hope, your mind doctor. Friends, 208 is a year of divine shift, shifting from stagnation to transformation as your minds are transformed. Get ready. Get ready for a new beginning, saints. It's truly fertile to resist the word of God. Therefore, shift from fear to faith and be transformed from a defeated worm to a beautiful balanced butterfly. Shift from fear to faith. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Here's the doctor, Pastor Ernest J. Arthur.
You're a hater now. They're going to have some haters on your side. Come on. Be removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his what? Heart. So, doubt is where then? In the heart. Doubt is where? In the heart. Come on, y'all tell me again. Doubt is where? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speak. So if doubt is in the heart, what's coming out of your mouth? Oh, somebody missed that. Say that again. He said, shall not doubt in his heart. Shall not doubt in his heart. The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So whatever you speak was what's in your heart. You can't tell people I was just playing. You can't tell people I didn't mean it. Yes, you did mean it because it came out of your heart. The Apostle Paul said, the word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith. Well, how can faith be there when there's doubt there? Well, let's answer it again. How can doubt be there when there's faith there? One of the two is not there. Either your heart is filled with faith or your heart is filled with doubt. And if I keep talking to you in conversation, you're going to know which one is coming out of my heart. Faith or doubt. You're going to know. Faith or doubt. Ella, would you pass me one of those handkerchiefs? Pass me that red towel, please. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. So either there's faith in your heart or there's what? And I know it's in your heart. You know it's in my heart. Listen to me talk. Listen to me talk. And you will tell. What's in my heart? But doubt don't please God. Now, if I want to please God, then I need to hear the word. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The only way I'm going to get faith is by hearing the word of God. I said the only way I'm going to get faith is by hearing the word of God. You are hearing the word of God, so what should be coming? Faith. So how are you going to talk then? How are you going to talk faith when there's nothing in your heart but doubt? So you got to get the doubt out, or you're going to do without. Either one, what you want. Get the doubt out or do without. Anybody listening here? Listen, listen, listen. How do you get the doubt out? By getting the word in, because the word is called the word of faith. You get the word in, doubt got to go. Both of them can't stay in the same place. Can the other? No, no, no. Faith and doubt cannot reside in, Brother T, can faith and doubt reside in the same place? No, no. Faith and doubt. Hey, sister. How are you this morning? Amen. Jesus, Lord. Faith and doubt cannot reside in the same place. So if there's doubt in your heart, how are you going to get it out? By hearing the word. If you, listen, if there's sickness in your body, you're going to hear the word. What did the word say? I sent my word to heal you and deliver you from destructions. It's in your house. If there's no baking powder in your house, if your refrigerator only got a bottle of water in there, if you just ate the last can of pork and beans, you got a problem. And it's not God's fault. Because God said he gives seed to the sower. And he multiplied the seed while I was sowing, but he feeds the sower. So if there's no feed in your house, you are not sowing. If you're not sowing, then why are you expecting to receive anything? A farmer does not say, oh, I got 50 acres of ground. 50 acres, listen. He go out and walk around. I'm going to walk around it 7 times. He go out and walk around that land 7 times and say, 50 acres you produce this year. I'll plant some next year. Do that work, Ella. Mary, do that work? No, that don't work, does it? Huh? If you want to see the harvest, you got to make a plant. Huh? I said, you have to plant. I'm not, you know. The Bible said we say give and it shall be given. Good measure, press down, running over. Shall men give into your bosom. The amount I give depends on the amount of my return. If I give a little, I want to get a little. Well, then that means then when you walk around the basket and I hear chingling, 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 chingling. What does that mean? Huh? You're giving a little. Now, you know you got the money. Now, I know most of y'all got that big money back for, what you call it? Income tax return. I know y'all use that fast money back thing. Fast money book back. The question is, you got all that money back. Are you doing what God said do? We've been teaching on this subject for years. I said, the Bible said, that you pay God first. Pay God first. Then you pay yourself. Then you pay them other people you got in the money left. Because when you pay God, you open the windows of heaven, don't you? Uh-huh. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and seal that not open the windows of heaven. When you pay him, you automatically open the windows of heaven. And when you pay yourself, you've been working all week, all month, and ain't paid yourself. You can't even go to McDonald's. Whoa, everybody in the world. Oh, they sent me another credit card. Oh, yeah? 50 million other people got the same credit card. Come on. We gotta learn how to make decisions, though. See, the problem is we don't know how to make decisions. We don't know how to... Watch my mouth. No! The problem is we don't know how to say no. Whatever somebody say, whatever somebody suggests, whatever letter you get, you say yeah. Somebody write and tell you, send me $500. I'm gonna send you a prayer cloth. I dipped it in oil from Malaysia. Come on. And you're going there, and you're going there, and tapping two people in the head right there. You watch everything last night. You should have woke up. But you make the wrong decision, don't you? Because you make an emotional decision instead of a mental decision. You're emotionally taken by what somebody say. No, you have to learn to think for yourself. I said, you got to learn to think. The Bible says, as he thinking in his heart, so he is. That means today, at the very present, on the 21st day of January, the year 2009, you are today what you said yesterday. You are today what you said in the past. Y'all don't like that, do you? There's some good preaching here. Let's tell you, minister, take him another offering. This is good preaching. What you said in the past, you are today. What you said today, you're going to be in the future. that means then I can stop and start again. I don't have to continue the way I am. Somebody said, if you continue to doing the same thing that you've always done, that's insanity. You're crazy. You're crazy thinking something's going to change and you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. That's crazy. You're insane. It should lock you up. Because you may affect me. Come on. Shalice, you got that, didn't you? Come on, Shalice. Did you get that, Shalice? All right. The Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. So the question is, how are you thinking? Do you see yourself? Listen, do you know that every black person in America, you can take every excuse you always had and get rid of it? Don't work no more. Well, somebody keeping me down. The most powerful man in the world today is an African American. President Barack Hussein Obama. The most powerful man in the world. Oh, how can you say they won't let me? Is that you won't let your dumb self? And I'm not talking about y'all now. I'm telling them no, I'm not here today. I'm not talking about y'all. Y'all don't get offended. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about those that are not here today. How you gonna get better if you don't do better? Did everybody here go to the library, get a library card? See, you didn't go. See, you didn't go. That's why you're not going to know, because they didn't go, Elder. So it's a black whale, they didn't go. Because they didn't go, they're not going to know what's in the books. If you're going to know what's in the books, you got to go get a library card, or either go to the bookstore, one of the two. I'm not talking about true confession now. I'm not talking about the edge of night. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about what someone has learned and put it in a book. You need to know that. I need to know that. I read constantly because I want to know. I don't want to be dumb. I want to know. I want to gain wisdom so I know how to do some things. Information brings you facts. Wisdom show you how to use that fact to get what you want. But if you don't know the information, what the Bible says, on the lips of him that have understanding, you find wisdom. But understanding is a product of what? Knowledge. Understanding is a product of, Jamie, understanding is a product. When you go to school, get some understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the primary thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. But when all you're getting, guess what? Understanding. How many got things in their house that they don't understand? And see, y'all don't want to tell the truth. I got some stuff in my house still blinking 12 o'clock. I got some kind of TVs and VD stuff I didn't have for about 15 years, and it's still going 12, because I don't know how to get the 12 out. I have no understanding, but I know how to take the remote. Go, amen. So what was saying? He said, who she ever said what? Say to the mountain, be that removed and be that cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. That's what it say? And shall not doubt in his heart. But I heard Brother T say, and we learned this long time ago, two solid objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time. You cannot put another pulpit right here because this space is already occupied. Come on, I said you can't do that. This space right here is already occupied. Faith and doubt cannot occupy the same space at the same time. You either got some doubt in there or you got some faith in there. How you know what one you got in there? What you're doing? You killing them, making a lie. Are you killing them, making a lie? Are you going around the same mountain for 40 years because of unbelief? God said, listen here, right over 11 miles from where you are is the promised land. Milk and honey, gold, everything needed right across the creek. They went across the creek and they brought a grape back. The grape was so big it took two men to carry it. 10 of the people said, oh, we can't do that. Why? It's too many of them. They're giants. We look like grasshoppers in their sight. Men said, hold it. That was me and the other. Me and the other. You guys crazy. Let's go up at once and take it, because we're well late. Just what you got to say. You got to say, no. This is a bunch of, I was in church, I had another, but I ain't going to I don't want to hear that. But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, that shall do what? Believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. That's why I told you right now, you have in the what you had in the past. And I pass and believe that. Well, I don't call God a liar, because he know what he's talking about. Is that what God just said? Albert Allen, that's what you read? He said you should have Harold Smith. Did you read that? Jackson. Did you read that? He said you have what you say. Now, if I shall have what I say, that means I have what I said. That means I have in the present what I said in the past. That means not. What did I say? A millionaire. What do I have today? I have my million. I said in the past, I am a genius. What am I today? I am a genius. What did I say in the past? I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. What do I have now? I have conquered every challenge. Every challenge showed up at my door. I became the conqueror. Because the Bible says I'm already more than a conqueror. The Bible says I'm more than a conqueror. Nothing could be. Come on. But you got to learn talk. Say you learn how to talk. Most people love to talk negative talk, because if it doesn't come to pass, they got an excuse. Woo! Sam, you got that? You got that? If it comes to that, then I have an excuse. Told you it won't work. That's why it didn't work. Because you said it going to work. But it didn't work. If I would just say, you should have what you say. The question is, I need to watch what I'm saying. I said, I need to watch what I am saying. God said, every idle word that I come back to account for it. Then do I go down to it? I didn't mean it. Hey, now you didn't say it. You just heard it. My mind believed it. Huh? No, that doesn't work. He said, you should have what you say. You should have, you should. So what are you saying? That's the question I got to ask. What are you saying? I'm saying what God said was his masterpiece. I said, God said we're his what? Well, how does a masterpiece act? Is one masterpiece jealous of another masterpiece? Is one masterpiece enemies of another masterpiece? Does one masterpiece our masterpiece to imposition? Well, why do we get upset when somebody talk about us? You know they're lying. Because you know who you are. You've been born anew. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature, all things are played, but all things are. I'm a new creature. I'm God's masterpiece. Care what you're about. You can't turn my head. Huh? Davis, you got that? I don't care what they say about you, kid. You know who you are. You know your capabilities. We may not be living up to our potential, but that don't mean we can't. We just haven't made up mind to make your mind. You said, listen, quit letting other people up yarn for you. Jamie, you got that? When they talk about you, you pray for them, because you know they got a problem. Jamie, you got that? Mary, you got that? Albert Allen, you, Dr. Allen, you got that? When they talk about you, brother, you say, oh, that boy got a problem. You're going to pray for him, son. You pray for him. All he is jealous. That's all he is. They're jealous they can't do what you do, and they want to talk you out of doing what you know you can do. You just tell them to go somewhere and play. God said you get what you say. So the question is again, what are we saying? No, let's back it up. Let's regress it a bit. What have you been saying? Because whatever you have been saying in the past, you have it in the present. Whatever you've been thinking in the past, you are that in the present. I'm a millionaire. Why? Because I thought in the past and I spoke in the past that I'm a millionaire. I spoke in the past, I'm out of debt. I don't owe nobody nothing. You want to know something? I have what I said, Elder. Days I have what I said. I don't owe nobody nothing. Don't try to come borrow nothing. I don't owe. I ain't loaning you nothing. Come on. But who is that for? Everybody. That's for whosoever. But you got to make up your mind that you're not going to buy everything come along. That you're going to pay God first, 10%. You're going to give God his 10%. Huh? You're going to pay yourself 10%. And you're going to invest 10%. You still got 70% left. No, I know a lot of robbers. Will a man rob God? Surely he will. How do you do that? Tithes and offering. Well, you're operating under a curse. Then you're operating under a curse. How do you expect? Listen, if God curses it, can nobody else bless it? And if you're not paying your tithe, that means you're operating under a curse. You don't expect, I don't care how hard I preach, I don't care how hard the other preach, I don't care how hard the minister preach, nobody's going to change what's happening to you because you are violating the very law that God placed in effect to bless you. God said, give and it shall be given. How? Good measure, pressed down, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. That somebody got your stuff. I said, somebody got your stuff. And they're going to keep your stuff until you do what God told you to do. Ain't nobody got my stuff. The year of restoration. Now, we allowed the devil to take some things from us. All of us here. I'm going to get mine, Zella. Miss, I'm going to get my stuff. Mr. Allen, do you bring my stuff? You got some of it. Amen. Huh? The Bible said we get what we sow. You know, it is so important, and we just skip right on over that because we want to do it our way. I'm not being witty or shrewd when I say things that don't make no sense. I know I'm being stupid. And God said, don't do it. I do it anyway. God said, I get what I say, but I say what I say because that's what I was thinking. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what I say came out of my heart. And what's in my heart depends on the information that I allow to come in. The Bible said the Holy Spirit wills to our spirit that we're the children of God. Therefore, when I get an understanding, my spirit understands that and transfer that to my mind. And my mind tells my mouth what to say. What I say, I heard it somewhere. We can turn our lives around anytime we get ready. I said we can turn our lives around anytime we get ready. As you think, so you are. As you think, that's the direction you're going to go. Why? Because whatever you think is what you're focusing on. And like attracts like. Whatever you're thinking on is thinking about you. Y'all hear that? When you're thinking about that stuff over there, that stuff is thinking about you. The devil didn't place it over here, and you were looking at it now. Oh, that's a pretty tie over there. As soon as the pastor go home, I'm going to take it on to the house. Come on. And somebody looking at your line where you got your clothes hanging out at. They see all them. Boy, I like that right there. That slip. That whatever. Whatever you take from somebody, that's going to take it from you. Why can't we understand that? Why can't we understand whatever I do to somebody else, somebody going to do it to me? What's so hard about that? What's so hard about speaking to the mountain? You speak to that pot you cooking them greens in. I heard Mr. Allen last night. Mr. Allen bought one of them big old long sausages. I heard him that speaking to the sausage. Come on, baby. I repent, sir. Come on. But we get what we say. Well, then if I know that to be a reality, I need to determine what I want. I need to deliberately begin to speak forth some words. Both and I pray every morning, day by day, in every way, we're getting better and better. Come on. day by day, in every way, we're getting better and better. Spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. Huh? And then we say, we prosper everything and everybody, and everything and everybody prosper us. And we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Huh? So what are you saying? What are you saying? We was going further, but I ain't going no further. Because I don't think we got this yet. I don't see nobody jumped up kicking chairs over yet. If you got it, you should have, oh my God, you mean I can change this? Oh my God, you mean I have to be this way? Trish, you listen over there. Oh my God, I don't have to be like this. I don't have to be unemployed. Do you know I see signs right? Listen. Around Leesville, Louisiana, in Vernon Perry, I see signs now hiring. And I hear people talking about, I can't find no job. You just get on your lazy butt and get out there and go out there and look for a job. You can find a job. The job ain't coming to your house. Knock, knock, who knock job? It'll never happen. You got to get up and go out there. Huh? I know a lady in this church, she lived about 5 miles out of town. She got up, put on her walking shoes, put on her find a job clothes, and began walking. I tell you what, she's working right now. I said she's working. Why? Because she, listen. Opportunity plus expectations equal to success. Do you leave home with expectation? Or you say, well, I'm going to go out here and try again. No, somebody got your job. How many know that God know why every job is in town? And God wants you to work so you can pay your tithes. How you going to eat if you don't have a job? You can't walk around expecting people to feed you all the time. You got to learn to feed somebody else some. You can't feed me if you ain't got no job. Because then you coming to me for food. Come on. Faith, I'm a faith man. Are you really? I'm a faith man. But James said faith without action is dead. You walk around telling me I walk by faith while you're walking from the refrigerator back to the bedroom. Come on. Come on. I walk by faith, not by sight. James said, faith with action today. You got to have corresponding action to go with your faith. If you believe God is going to bless you, then you do what you need to do. Quit crying. Quit complaining. Quit talking about what you can't do. Quit talking about what they won't let you do. There's a thing called internet. Y'all know the internet is right? There's a thing called internet. You can learn anything you want to learn. You can take any course you want to take on the internet. You can do what you want to do. Well, Pastor, I don't have internet. I told you to get a library card, go to the library. They have computers in the library, don't they? Well, all you got to do is get the library card, go to the computer, you can learn anything you want to learn. Well, I'm going looking for a job, and I got an interview. Do you have a resume? I said, do you have a resume? No, I don't know how to do it. Go on the internet. They will show you how to do a resume. They tell you the 10 things that the interviewer don't want to hear. Yeah, don't want to hear. The 10 things, and the very 10 things you don't want to hear, that's what people usually have on their resume. We are where we are because of the way we think. I said, we are where we are because of the way we think. Change your mind, change your life. Brother Harris Smith, change your mind, change your life. Keith, change your mind, change your life. Tassan, you got that? Tassan said she was born to sing. Cassandra, you still here? Change your mind, Change your sleeping habits. Amen. Hallelujah.